All right. Good morning to everybody. It's good to be out here with you today. If you would, turn to 1 Samuel, the 4th chapter. I'm going to be from there for a little bit. It was good to be out, to go out and walk around and talk to the people out in the cars this morning and say hi to them and welcome them to church as well here today. And I know there's people out there listening. Up and down the road here listening to the services this morning. So I want to welcome all of them as well today. As I was going around, you know, I just got blessed, and I was walking around, and I come up to a car out there, and somebody started shouting, stranger danger," which was my daughter, of course. And then my wife gives me another mask, and I put it on. She said, "Well, that makes your ears look bigger than what they really are, Dave." See? So, you know, then it just brought me down. You know what I'm saying? No, it didn't really. I know they were just joking and stuff. But I just thank for everybody that's here this morning. And aren't you glad we can laugh a little bit today? Aren't you glad that in this day and age we live in, what we're going through right now, isn't it good just to laugh a little bit? And I praise Him for that this morning. If you would, let's turn to 1 Samuel, the 4th chapter, verses 21 through 24. Stand when you get there, and let's read it together in honor of God's Word, please. 1 Samuel 4, 21 through 24. 21, 22, I'm sorry, we're into 23 and 24. "And she named the child Ichabod, saying, 'The glory is departed from Israel because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband.' And she said, 'The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken.'" Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I want to thank you, Father, this morning for your mercy, for your grace, Lord, for your love, for all that you put upon us, Lord, for everything that you have given us, Lord. I thank you for that. I thank you for the congregation that's here this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, for those, and thank you for those that are out in the parking lots and for those that are listening this morning. I just praise you for that. Lord, I pray, Father, that hearts would be opened this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that this message would go out the way that you would have it to go out. And we'll give you the praise for it all. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. You may be seated. And I thank you. There are names in the Bible, before I get started on this, that you probably have never heard anybody name their children. And probably one of them is Ichabod. You've never heard somebody call their children Judas. And you probably have never heard anybody call their daughter Jezebel. Not that I know of. Maybe somebody has. I just never have seen it. But there are names in the Bible that are synonymous with certain things. But I want to start out by saying to you this morning, don't allow what's going on in the present world, what's going on in your right now, to name your future. Can I say that to you again? Do not allow what's going on out there in this world today to name what's going to happen in the future. Not for us as Christians. Don't allow that. It would be easy right now for every one of us. It would be easy right now with all that's going on in this nation today. It would be extremely easy for us to name our future and to say that, man, I say this is terrible what's going on. This is bad. But as Sarah sung that song this morning, which just, and I never asked her, Sarah, but it goes right along with this today. Our hope is not in this world, Christians. It is not in this world. And sometimes we think that it is. Sometimes we allow ourselves to believe that our hope is all in this world. Our hope is not in this world. Don't allow the devil to make you. Don't allow him to make you name your future in that way. Our hope and our presence is in heaven. Our hope and our presence is in Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. This lady on what should have been, this lady that I read here about what when she named her child this, what should have been on the happiest day of her life. It should have been the happiest day of her life. You know, Israel, but what had happened, the birth of a child, Israel had just lost a battle to the Philistines, where 34,000 soldiers ended up dying. If you read that whole chapter, you'll see that. The Philistines also captured the Ark of the Covenant. Her husband and her brother-in-law were both killed in the battle. And Eli, the high priest, was sitting at the gate. And they said that the messengers come back to tell him, which is her father-in-law, by the way, come back to tell him. And, you know, he hears the news, and he falls backward, and he breaks his neck, and he dies as well. When she hears all this, she immediately goes into labor, and she falls down, and she starts having this child. And she has this boy, and the nurses and stuff are around her, and they say, you know what, it is a man-child, it is a boy. And trying to give her a little bit of hope, trying to tell her, let her know that there is a little hope. For a male child born to a Jewish lady at that time, that was everything to them. That was their lineage continuing on. But at first, she doesn't respond to him. If you read down through that chapter, she doesn't respond to him, what's going on. And with her last dying breath, she says, she names the child Ichabod. You know what Ichabod means? The glory has departed. The glory is gone, is what it means. When she named that child Ichabod, when she did that, she was essentially saying to all around her and to anyone that hear, there is no more happiness, there is no more joy in my life, that the glory of God has departed from her family, the glory of God has departed from her nation, from her marriage. So I'll just name this little boy. I'll name him Ichabod, which means, like I said, the glory has departed. Can I tell you here this morning, I want to praise God that the joy of the Lord is still upon His people this morning. Amen. Will you agree with me to that this morning? The glory of God is still upon His people this morning. He's still there. Oh, by the way, I heard of a couple naming their twins. One was a boy, one was a girl. COVID and Corona. That's what they named their children. They named their future over something that was going on in the present, is what they did. Ichabod, the glory has departed. She just heard all this bad news and thinks to herself, God's glory is gone. Little did she know, Greg, that some 1,200 years later, there would come another baby into this world that gives hope to everybody sitting in the sound of my voice here this morning, that gives hope to everybody out here in this world, that gives hope to all those. 1 Peter 5:10 says, for days and times like it. 1 Peter 5:10 is for days and times like these that we're living in. But the God of all grace, who has called us into His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that He have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthen you, and settle you. Can I tell you this morning as Christians, we have hope this morning. He established us. He has strengthened us in times like these. You don't need to go around crying out Ichabod all the time. We don't need to do that because we serve a mighty God. This place story took place in Shiloh, which is about 33 miles from Bethlehem. What happened in Bethlehem? What happened in Bethlehem some 1,200 years after this? What happened there? You turn over to Matthew 1, 21 through 23. I want you to turn there because I want you to see Matthew 1, 21 through 23. When you get there, say amen. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with a child, and she shall bring forth a son, and they shall call him what? Repeat it with me. Emmanuel. And what does that mean? Being interpreted, God is with us. Christians, the glory may have departed with Ichabod, but praise God, Emmanuel came on the scene, and praise His name, He is with us today. You're either going to have an Ichabod spirit about you, or you're going to be saying, God has departed, oh woe is me, just give up, there is no hope, don't have any faith, don't believe God can work in anything in times such as these. I believe God can work in times like these. I don't want to have an Ichabod spirit about me. That's the old Ichabod spirit hanging out around you whenever you're thinking that. Or you can hear the message of Matthew 1. 23 through 24. You can hear that message. They shall call His name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. We should be shouting the church down this morning. God is with us. If you're a born-again child of God this morning, God is with you. Jesus Christ died for you. When He said when He went away that He would send a comforter back to you. And if you are a child of God, you hear and you feel the Spirit in your life, especially in times like these. We must choose. We must choose in our daily walk. We must choose in our daily walk. And essentially, during COVID times like these, and during the unrest in our nation, are you letting the Ichabod spirit overcome you? I have sometimes. You watch the news, you watch what's going on out here in the world, and all that you can think of is Ichabod, Ichabod. Man, where's God? What's God? God's right in the middle of it. He's all over it. The spirit of Ichabod is saying, life is going down, down, down. That's what it likes to say. But I'm here to tell you, Emmanuel said, God is with us, and life for a Christian, it should not be going down, down, down. Always negative. Always expecting the worst out of everything. People with the spirit hanging around can start believing God is not in control. If the Ichabod spirit hanging around you, you can think, well, God's not in control of this. You could think that. You may think, well, man's in control. The government's in control. Dr. Fauci is in control. Team Scarf is in control. And it's not. God is in control. Absolutely, positively, God is in control. When you have the Ichabod spirit, the joy and the happiness leaves you because you're constantly worrying about what's going on. You look like the cover boy and cover girl of Lamentations. Amen or oh my. If you're not careful, you walk around in a non-victorious attitude. I'm here to tell you, I don't want to walk around like I'm defeated all the time. I'm tired of walking around like I am defeated. I am not defeated. I serve a God that knows and controls this whole thing. A God that I believe. If I didn't believe my God can handle this, I might as well shut the Bible, go home, and crawl in the closet like Jamie said this morning. When you have the Ichabod spirit, the joy and the happiness leaves you. If you're not careful, you walk around and you're not victorious. Every Christian in here this morning, listen to me, those out in your cars, I want you to understand, there is nothing to hang your head down about. There's nothing to walk around like you're defeated. Amen. Whether we're dealing with this virus or the other nonsense going on in this country, I'm here to tell you, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Amen. Romans 8, 36 through 37 says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed the day long. We are counted as sheep to the slaughter. Nay, say it with me, nay, in all things we are what? We are more than conquerors. Say that with me. Believe it this morning. In all things we are more than conquerors. You see, the message of Matthew 1:23 doesn't say that we will never face adversity. That message does not say that. But what that message says to me, and it should be saying to you, that whenever we face it, it said that God will be there to get us through it. Amen. Ichabod will tell you God's going. He isn't coming back. Emmanuel means God is with us. He's here. He's never left us. Amen. Now that we as Christians go through these crises facing the nation today, can I tell you something right now? Believe it. God is with us. Christians, He is with us. Romans 8:31. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, can I tell you, who or what can be against us? Absolutely nothing. We live in a world and society that screams out Ichabod all the time. I mean, they scream it out all the time. If you listen to the news, it's always Ichabod. It's always, you know what? The virus will kill us all, Ichabod. The economy's never coming back, Ichabod. I could go on and on and on. It's Ichabod, Ichabod, Ichabod. The glory's not gone. Amen. The glory is here with us. As Christians, it is still here with us today. That's not the message of the church, amen? That's not the message of the church. The message of the church is Emmanuel. That is our message. That should be the message that we spread to every individual out there. That God is with us. God is with us whatever may come. Whatever we may face. Whatever happens. You know what? Whatever morally to this nation. Whatever happens to it. The church's message should always be God is with His people. I grow more and more concerned, and I have, And I do. I tell you this all the time. I grow more and more concerned about the churches across this land. I really do. I grow more and more concerned. I really do. I think a lot of them cry Ichabod all the time as well. I believe that in my heart as I watch and I listen. God, as I was thinking, I want to break it down as simple as I can for you this morning. I went back and found an old fable, and you guys have heard it. And even a child can understand. Mark says this, Mark 10:15. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. A child accepts stuff by faith. I'm telling you, a child does. They really do. One time, Chicken Little was scratching around in the barnyard when a bird dropped an acorn and hit him on the head. He started clucking all over the barnyard. The sky is falling! The sky is falling! He went to Henny Penny. And Henny Penny got all upset and started clucking. The sky is falling! The sky is falling! Henny Penny went to Turkey Lurkey and told him the sky is falling. Turkey Lurkey said, really? Turkey Lurkey started gobbling. The sky is falling! The sky is falling! Ichabod! Ichabod! You know the gist of the story. You know what happened. They met Foxy Loxy. And Foxy Loxy tried to lure them into a den to eat them and to kill them. The devil was out to seek and to destroy. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. We were talking about this out in the foyer today. Times like these, they're coming against the church. They're coming against the church. I say this, and I'm not saying this to be hard-hearted or anything else. You can do anything else out there in the world, and it doesn't affect this virus. You go to church, it affects the virus. You go to Walmart, you can go to Lowe's, you can protest. It doesn't affect that virus, that's the cure. But you go to church, and it's bad news. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. They finally made it to the king, and the king tells them, you've got the whole barnyard in an uproar. Remember, get your answers from the king.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? Don't go to Henny Penny or Turkey Lurkey. You go to the king. For we have a high priest which cannot be touched with feelings of our infirmity, which cannot be affirmed, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. That's our king. They had the old barnyard in an uproar over about nothing. If us as Christians aren't careful, if we aren't careful, especially in times we're going around shouting the sky is falling, when we serve the one who keeps all this stuff into place. We got our families, our friends, our works, our churches in an uproar, sometimes over nothing. Remember, it's not Ichabod. It is Emmanuel. God is with us. Man, I hope you understand what I'm saying this morning. I'm not some guy that just says, just go do anything, whatever you want to do, wholeheartedly. You know that. I've never been like that. I believe that we should listen as much as possible, but I'll tell you one thing, we're not listening to this as much as we should. If you believe everything you read, read this then.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
If you believe everything you read, why aren't you reading this? It's not Ichabod, it's Emmanuel. There are two names that have huge meanings in the Bible, Ichabod and Emmanuel. I choose Emmanuel. I choose Emmanuel. It ain't Ichabod. She named her future. She named the future over something that was happening right then. I'm not naming my future over something going on right now. I named my future back in 1974 when I got on my knees and I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Amen.
And you can this morning as well. If there's a need, come to get a song this morning.